This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The House Agriculture Committee is looking at the massive farm bill today. Most of it is for nutrition programs, but another smaller but key part of our agriculture spending is meant to protect farmers from swings in crop prices and crop yields. But there's a crucial connection between crop insurance and China's threats of retaliation to proposed U.S. tariffs. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Here's how crop insurance works. Farmers buy a policy, with taxpayers paying part of the premium. Crop insurers set a threshold for prices and crop yields. If yields or prices come up short, crop insurance pays out. John Newton is with the American Farm Bureau.
So it provides protection against both price and yield shocks that the farmer could experience throughout the growing season.
And there could be a big shock to soybean prices if China follows through on threats to charge new tariffs on U.S. soybeans. Jennifer Ift is an agricultural economist at Cornell. She says weather is always a wild card, but the tariff tiffs are creating even more anxiety.
Now, you can buy crop insurance to cover a lack of rainfall, but you know maybe it's harder to have control over the political process.
And there's more political risk. President Trump proposed cutting crop insurance by around $26 billion in his fiscal 2019 budget. The House Farm Bill being considered today looks for a less drastic trim of around $161 million. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.